Hey, food lovers. I am Lainey Zavante Quirk, and today is an awesome show we have here because I have my good friend, creator, founder, CEO, Sharaya Fox.
Thank you, dear. So exciting to be here, and I'm so grateful to see you guys thriving on this awesome new show. Glad to be a part of it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's doing really well. I just posted the other day. We're in about 45 countries.
Wow.
Really taking off. So there are lots of people listening. And, you know, your show, your event is international. Let's talk about what's happening over there, because I know you get people from all over the globe who participate in Pure Living.
We do, and including some of our teachers fly in to Sedona, Arizona, this July 23rd to the 27th for the show.
So tell us about it. A lot going on.
Absolutely. There's so much going on. It's hard to know where to start, but I'll just start with the place. It's all about the location, right? Sedona, Arizona is one of the most gorgeous places on the planet. The Department of Tourism, I think their tagline is the world's most beautiful place. And it's really true. If people haven't been there before, an excuse to come to Sedona at any time of year is a worthy cause. And the Red Rocks have a lot of iron and crystal in them. So that's why, it's part of why there's a lot of vortex energy. And, you know, there's a lot of just really ramped up energy that helps people with their transformation here. It's a place to go for visions, for new life, for activation, for, you know, getting your next level together. So, A, you know, we have Sedona here, and Pure Living Expo and Conference is in its third year. It used to be called the Raw Living Expo, and we've expanded our trajectory, expanded our menu a bit, and we're still including a lot of delicious, raw, organic, non-GMO, vegan food, as well as medical doctors and experts on cleansing and healing, yoga, higher consciousness, as well as an expo hall. We have workshops, speakers, a Pure Living Earth School this year is new with composting and gardening, learning how to make a raised bed, learning how to amend your soil, all kinds of really interesting things, and as well as dancing and parties.
Yes, we're excited. In fact, we know the big announcement's been made that Ted Mason from Modern English is going to be one of your headliners. So we're going to be talking to Ted right here in ZGR. And we also have world-famous live speed painter Michael Ostosky, who will be doing one of our paintings for Victoris Kolvinskis. Did I say his name right?
You did, Victoris Kolvinskis.
Excellent.
Well, it's just so exciting that we have Victoris. He's, you know, as you know, he's just been around for a really long time at the beginning of this health and consciousness movement. And he is quite a kind, generous, and wise person.
So tell us about the movement from raw living to pure living, because I know that you were this absolute just way shower in the raw food movement. And as time goes on, I mean, I see a million different paths of enlightenment through your how you feed your temple. And so I think that there's lots of different ways that are coming to fruition, all great as long as it's organic and clean and unprocessed. Yeah.
Well, you know, the conversation around raw and raw foodist has been an ongoing one, and a lot of the raw food teachers don't necessarily take the same approach, you know, which gives everybody a lot of variety even within raw foods. And, you know, there's a lot of medical applications, and yet most people are probably not going to go 100% raw, you know, yet they can still benefit from adding more plant foods to their diet. And we're all about, you know, sort of come as you are and get the upgrade that you need, whatever that is. We're not trying to be the food police, you know, and we're also not, you know, we're also just wanting to engender a place where people can explore the value of plant foods. And like you said, the non-GMO organic is key, absolutely key here. But a lot of people have found that overcoming illness, like, you know, diabetes, one of our teachers, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, wrote a book on how he's helping people overcome diabetes on a regular basis with his plant-based raw diet. And then, you know, other people as well. Dr. Tom Lodi has been working with people with cancers. So there's a lot of really interesting and fascinating, you know, medical and healing stories related to adding more raw food to your diet. And some people need to go on a full cleanse. Other people might just be like, hey, look, I need to get off the junk food. Can you help me do that? You know?
Yeah. Well, what's nice is that you're going to have the demos there, and you're going to have different key leaders in the field showing how they can do it, because a lot of people want to shift into their new paradigm for eating, but they don't know exactly know how to do it. So you're absolutely providing those guidelines and showcasing people who know how to do it.
Yeah, we are. We have a really fun variety of things that we've carefully selected, actually, to bring the demos to the people. We'll also have those recipes available in the program guide. And, you know, even like, for example, people who found that they need to be gluten-free, these foods are an upgrade to your regular gluten-free diet, because most all of the foods here, all of them, are 100% gluten-free. There's no gluten about it. There's hardly any grains. There's no grains in it, you know, which you and I have gotten to talk about a little bit, and how important that is. So people who are gluten-free right now can benefit by just coming to find some more variety in their diet, because I know that can be challenging. They're like, what do I eat? You mean I have to not eat wheat? It's horrible. You know, and they're like, well, here, there's a whole ton of things you can eat.
Sure. And, you know, I know another aspect of the festival, the expo, and by the way, ZGR is a media partner, so we're going to be talking about Pure Living Expo a lot. But I know one of the big topics this conversation this year is about hemp. So let's talk a little bit about what you'll be showcasing in the hemp industry, because that movement, of course, is exploding globally.
So, yeah, we have Dani Fontaine coming down from Denver, thanks to you, who's been working on the hemp movement, and she's going to be focused a panel with John Rulak, who's the founder of Nutiva, and Constance Finley, who's an expert in the CBD field, as well as a couple other people. And this is a really important topic, because we can do so much with the hemp plant. I mean, it's just crazy. The whole notion that it should be illegal is absurd and obscene, you know. Really,
yeah,
about the value that it can bring. And even people like Thomas Jefferson, of course, were really into it. They knew what was up with that stuff, with hemp. I mean, before they even got into being able to make plastic with it, obviously, back in the day, Thomas Jefferson didn't know about that. But, you know, you can make car parts with the stuff, you know. And it grows quickly. It doesn't destroy the soil, you know, all these different things make it such an important discussion right now about what's going on. And John Rulak has been in the conversation for years about hemp, so it'll be really awesome to have him there, too.
Well, we'll be talking more about that. I think that's a whole show just to talk about and bring forward the awareness of hemp and what it is about, because there are so many elements to it and products being made that, like you said, are essential. So they could start with going to Pure Living Expo July 23rd through 27th, as well as listening into Zeta Global Radio. Let's talk a little bit more in the few minutes we have left with you, Sharia, about where to go, how to do it. I know we have a special code, ZGR2015, for our listeners who want to attend this amazing expo. It's like, I mean, it's a world gathering, really, here in Sedona in July. So talk about how to get involved.
So again, you know, it's not only about food, but food is a very central part of it. It's really a gathering of like-minded souls for activation and healing and awakening and fun. You know, our tagline on the big ad is, Pure Living has never been more fun, and it is a party with a purpose. So, you know, just the exhibitor hall alone is something people might want to come out for. And the website is purelivingexpo.com. We have regular general admission tickets, which include all the workshops and speakers. And then we also have a VIP ticket, which includes a VIP reception Thursday night, as well as front row seating options for first come, first serve, and a lounge all to themselves, plus goodie bags and other things, including the night shows. Now, there's also a dinner. There's an awards dinner, which is a separate ticket. It's a fancy dress-up dinner for the Pure Living Foundation to give out awards for people who are making initiatives in the food consciousness and health arenas and ecology. And so that's Friday night. We highly recommend that people fly in or drive in on Thursday. The opening ceremony circle is going to, and orientation is going to be at 5.
I even saw that you're going to have a Shabbat evening with Dr. Gabriel Cousins. Is that correct?
That's correct. He's come every year. He does his Shabbat. He does his morning Shaktipat meditations, and he's a big part. He, you know, it's a universal open to everybody Shabbat experience, which is very engaging and fun, and it's always packed, and it's really something.
Oh, I'm going to look forward to that. Absolutely. Well, there's a lot. And like, I'm glad you mentioned the exhibitor hall, because that is going to be chock full of information of all sorts. It's just really, like you said, a conscious gathering of people coming together and presenting food that, you know, serves us and propels us and allows us to move and do what we do.
Exactly. And we have really advanced healing tools, everything from saunas to lasers to EMF devices to, you know, and then the food, obviously. And we have our own Pure Living Cafe. We have Gabriel, Yona, and team from Denver coming down from Highway Catering to produce the Pure Living Cafe. It's going to be delicious. It's going to be crazy delicious.
So again, that was purelivingexpo.com. Make sure wherever you are in the globe to plan your time to be in Sedona, land of the Red Rocks, but the mystical energies there, it's notoriously known for its cosmic frequencies and gathering of like-minded people, July 23rd through 27th. Any last words, Shereya, before we move on to the fabulous other guests that are going to be at Pure Living?
Absolutely, yes. I just want to mention that Monday we have deep dive extra workshops for people who want to extend their stay, as well as discounts on local Sedona tours. So you might want to plan to arrive on Thursday and leave on Tuesday, you know, or Monday night if you have the opportunity to stay a little longer.
Do you have some of the different topics for those deep dive workshops?
We have a deep dive with Sonia Sophia Illig, who is a world-renowned EFT practitioner. We have Elixir Lab, who is an amazing teacher. She teaches faceology, how to read your face, anybody can learn how to read a face to help figure out what's going on with a person's health issues. We have Ken Rolla, who's going to be doing some amazing things, helping learn how to make, oh my gosh, I don't know which one he's going to do on Monday, but he's pretty awesome. Deep dive, really deep health self-care practices. And then we have Ron Finley, who's the man responsible for gardens being legalized in LA on the sidewalk. You can now plant your own vegetable garden, thanks to Ron. He's going to be doing a workshop in the garden. And,
wow,
you know, so on and so forth. There's a bunch.
So what we'll do is have everybody go to purelivingexpo.com, and you have the schedules on there. You have where to go, where to stay. It's going to be at the beautiful Hilton.
It's called the Hilton Sedona Resort and Spa.
Okay, good. So everybody, check it out, purelivingexpo.com. This whole show, this whole hour is dedicated to everything going on, people who are going to be there, headliners who are going to make it fun and purposeful, and everyone, join us. We'll be there. Shereya, thanks so much for creating this for the planet and for all the beautiful work you consistently do, and thank you so much for everything. Lots of love to you.
Thank you, my dear.
All right. Well, when we come back, we will have the man himself, the legend, Victorious Kolvinskis. He is the man, the myth, the legend. He'll be right here. Stick around.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, The Lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider The Lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Attention, ZGR listeners. Are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio, and it is an absolute honor at this segment to be introducing a practitioner, a health advocate, really a legend in the raw food and health movement for many, many decades. Many people know him. Of course, he was the co-founder of the Hippocrates Health Institute, best-selling author. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an absolute honor to have Viktoris Kolvinskas here. Welcome, Viktoris.
Well, thank you. It's an honor, likewise, to share myself here from this beautiful Costa Rica, and I'm looking forward to Sedona, where I have been many, many times in the past events and expos, and we got a lot of new exciting news and breakthrough information that I've been doing research in both probiotics, fermentation, as well as enzyme production, as well as just what we can do against the nasty GMO products that are saturating the world. And it'll be exciting to be able to share this information with the audience.
Well, I think the world is very excited to have you in Sedona. Just so you know, on Zeta Global Radio, which is a very spiritually based and conscious radio show, we broadcast to all over the world. We're online, but we are now about 45 countries in of listeners. So it's a broad audience here, and it's great that you're broadcasting here from Costa Rica. What are you doing down there, by the way?
Oh, that's a very good question. VictorisRetreats.com. I do hold retreats. I've been living here the last 8 years. I developed a very nice following, and we do it during the cold time of the year when the north is cold. It's quite hot here and it's dry, so it's an excellent time during December through March, and that's when I'm usually here. The rest of the time I'm on the road giving lectures, workshops, and on-hand training.
Terrific. So are you doing a lecture, workshop, or tell us about your presence, because this is a big deal. We're excited to have you. ZGR is a media sponsor of Pure Living Expo, and they told me you were going to be there. We were thrilled. So tell us about what you're going to be doing there. Are you going to be doing some lectures?
The key theme will be youthing, and most of us don't like the idea of not only aging, but also getting sick. Well, we teach you ways that are simple, inexpensive, and readily available, and very easily at-home type of experience, which is a holistic model, and you'll learn how to, by doing at home, your rejuvenation program. So it's something that I've been involved over half a century, and have had great success. It has worked for me, and it has worked for thousands and thousands of individuals that I... So I'm going to be bringing a simple message of holism that you can be your own doctor, psychiatrist, phys ed, and basically and be a happy camper. Our motto is the 4-H club, which is happy, healthy, holy, and harmonious.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I think that is so essential. I find that in when I talk to people, they want to find ways to increase their longevity. They want to find a way to do self-care, but they're always thinking that it's they have to go to a doctor or they have to go to somebody, when really what a lot of people like yourself are advocating is simple ways to do it at home. And so it's exciting that this topic.
What is interesting that most people know way more than needed to be totally, absolutely healthy. It's just that they don't listen to the simple signals that your body continues to administer, as well as also within the dream stage. There's many different feedback loops that we have to initiate proper action, but we just keep on doing our addictive behavior and keep saying mañana, mañana, you know, there'll be another day.
Well, it's interesting. So what you practice essentially helps people with addictions as well, because there's so many different types of addictions.
You know, as far as addictions are concerned, it's off balance in alkaline acidic condition because of acidic dietary habits, metabolic acid waste, and also even acidic thoughts, which is stress factors. What you do is build up a severe acidosis, which is reducing the alkalinity of not only your blood but cellular environment, and that reduces your total electrovoltage. And as a result, you feel tired, fatigued, depressed, and you crave alkaloids or alkalinity. Alkalinity is by way of green juices and green foods. Alkaloids is by way of cocaine, by way of heroin, by way of marijuana, all these different ways that help temporarily to make you feel more alkaline, or it could be nicotine or caffeine. So any of these things basically are issues of imbalance. And then there's the psychosomatic factors. You know, when you're unhappy, you reach for comfort food, which is acidifying you and temporarily giving you a little booster and a blast. And another addictive pattern is being formed. So primarily, there is simple little techniques like tapping or getting into distraction technology, which is, it could be laughter, it could be just any movement, it could be blinking your eyes. But all of this keeps you out of the inner unhappy, anxiety-ridden internal world. Instead, you start paying attention to the outside world, and that's the whole idea. Don't pay attention to the internal world and let your immune system detoxify all these negative thoughts, and eventually you don't have any. I mean, I had ulcers for 12 years. And also, I was stressed out individual, type A personality in the computer industry. Then I taught college mathematics. But I dropped out of all this stuff because that was really not my dharma, not who I was meant to be. But they were all great training backgrounds for clear thinking. And I followed what I came across. And eventually, you know, through applying and learning and from all the hundreds of teachers that played an important role in my life, you know, I became, I consider myself a shaman, basically a person who, you might say, connects to the source on a daily basis and acts like a sorcerer, creating not only resources for myself, but for everyone else that I work with.
Wow. Have you noticed since you started your journey to now, which has been, as you said, quite a while, that the information continuously unfolds in new directions, or it's pretty consistent with what you first believed in terms of how to balance your body? Or are you finding that there's new methods, new information coming in?
Well, I have to say that the principles that have been initiated, they're natural principles. Holism has been practiced by Essene Ministry, which is part of the Dead Sea Scrolls information, part of Bhagavad Gita. You go back to the Vedas. It's all there. The holistic approach has always been emphasized, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. And the dietary plays a major role, like in Bhagavad Gita, as an example. You find they talk about tamasic, rajasic, and sattvic. Tamasic is cooked and overcooked food, enzymeless nutrition. It reduces your mental acuity to the point where you're not suited for either spiritual or intellectual type of work. Then there's the rajasic, who are overstimulated, caffeinated type of individuals who are an also animal protein, which produces tons of uric acid, which has a basically it has metabolic waste, which is a purine, deoxypurine, and that leads to stimulation, like beef broth cubes do that. And these are individuals that are, you know, they're action type A personalities, but they're not capable of sustainable living or sustainable planetary Earth. And then there's the, you know, eating the food from the creator, and that is the food that comes enzymatically alive, and it's found in nature, not from the killing. We advocate a very strong ahimsa. So all we find is more details on the information through scientific intervention now proves that the ancient ways were actually right on target.
Wow, that's incredible. Do you feel, I know this is always such a big topic, but what is your opinion, your thoughts on water. How essential is the cleanest water? Because everyone's always talking about this filter or this structured water, 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 water.
Question, considering that we're in a healthy state, especially when we're our infancy, we're about 80% water, and it's structured water. 75 to 90% of the water in our body is structured, and the rest of it is free-floating. And the quality of the water that you ingest is very important, and considering the ever-escalating pollution and the flood of all these chemicals that come through the tap, cities have been done environmentally. They find over 60 different medications, chemotherapy, antibiotics. It's all floating besides the chlorine and fluorides and all that kind of stuff. So you don't want to put any of that stuff in there. And you're ingesting, you know, first the quality of air, then the quality of water. And it's very important to be very decisive. And the best water is, yes, it is distilled water. Distilled is the only water that you're going to have no chemicals. And basically, you can remineralize that water by adding a little sea salt. And that's about all you need to be doing, a teaspoon to a gallon of distilled water, and keep it in non-plastic containers. And these machines, you can buy it on the internet, stainless steel for as low as $150. That's what I have at my home. It produces 4 gallons a day, and that's more than enough for a whole family. I paid only $150.
Can we talk a little bit about, I know that Shireya mentioned you have a new enzyme product that you'll be, I don't know if you'll be showcasing it or you'll be doing, I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it's my favorite theme. You can find out more about it at the expo, but you can also check with us at youthing.com, youthing.com. We made quite a bit of breakthrough, not only in terms of maximizing the protein digestion. We have the largest diversity of enzyme in our formula. We have over 12 different complexes that are involved in complete digestion of the food that you're going to be taking with a meal. And secondly, it's not only what you eat, but what you digest, but even more so, it's what you absorb. And we have added a complex to our product that is uniquely only within our basically product, and that allows up to 61% absorption of protein, as well as over 50% absorption of many of the vitamins, minerals, and other essential oils that we have been in an ongoing study. And it's also something that we have conclusive research, and all of this can be found in my new book that I co-authored with Dr. Howell. And the book is basically called Food Enzymes for Health and Longevity. And not only does it have all about enzymes, but also the enzyme involvement in the treatment of cancer and the cause for cancers. I wrote 45 pages on the clearest presentation you will ever find on the subject of cancer, showing, number one, that cancer cells are normal and natural to your system, and they function in ways similar to white blood cells, except what they are involved is cleaning up the incompletely metabolized protein, and the cellular levels are only a problem when you start getting into exaggerated volumes of either white blood cells, you got blood cancer called leukemia, or when you have exaggerated volume of cancer cells, then you have basically identified malignancy that is interfering with normal biological processes. Otherwise, the cancer cells are made and broken down. It depends on the strength of your immune system, and which is totally dependent on the level of enzyme ingestion throughout your whole lifetime history. Dr. Leskova showed that over 600% increase in macrophages, which is one of the components of immune system, and over 1,100% increase in natural killer cells are occurs within 20 minutes of orally administered enzymes. So enzymes are important. And everybody, even the raw foodists who come into the raw food camp, and they think they're getting all the enzymes, but our enzymes is challenged continuously, not only by our dietary habits, but by environmental factors, as well as our thoughts, as well as the fact that they're coming into with a high volume of enzyme diminished levels. For instance, a person of the age of 60 has the enzymatic, it has lost over 80% of the enzymatic reserves comparison to an 18-year-old person. And as a result, they don't recover quickly through any kind of physiological injuries. As an example, you can get a sprained ankle at the time when you're, let's say you're 40, it'll take you 2 weeks to recover. With enzyme saturation, systemic enzymes especially, it'll take you only 2 days to recover because it's the enzymes that drive the immune functions and lead to rapid recovery. So we are all would benefit in terms of longevity, health, and vitality, not only taking in enzymes, but also probiotics. Not only do they make you lead to overcoming the guts and the gut conditions, which is, you hear of the gut brain. Well, it's also the place where unhappiness resides.
For everybody listening, you see the Victoris Kulvinskis is one amazing wealth of information. If you want to meet him, see him live, hear what he has to say, find out more about these enzymes, visit him and all of us who will be at Pure Living Expo July 23rd through the 27th. Victoris, thank you so much for being here, and I look forward to seeing you in July.
Thank you, and I look forward to doing hugasage with everyone that comes to meet us. Love you.
Sounds good. You take care, and we'll be right back with so much more on All About Pure Living Expo. Hi, everyone. Next month, we are pleased to have best-selling author and Huffington Post writer Carol Brody Fleet, specialist on grief counseling, here with her latest book, When Bad Things Happen to Good Women. Be sure and listen here. It's all happening on Zeta Global Radio.
Do you want to develop skills that can help others to heal the past, correct the present, and embrace the future? Would you like to turn your passion for guiding others on their spiritual path into a profession? Dolores Cannon, pioneering researcher, author of 19 books, and renowned healer and speaker, refined her unique training method of advanced hypnotherapy over the past 4.5 decades. Today, quantum healing hypnosis therapy technique is the world's fastest growing accredited training course. Level 1 is available online now. It's easy to learn, affordable, and effective. Level 2 is the advanced module. QHHT has trained and certified over 6,000 practitioners. Take advantage of our exclusive offer for ZGR listeners only. If you register today for Level 1 online certification program, you'll receive a 10% discount by using code ZETA2015. That's ZETA2015. This offer is valid until June 31st, 2015. For more information and to enroll, please visit DoloresCannon.com/learn-QHHT-online. And don't forget to use our exclusive discount code ZETA2015.
Hi, I'm Lainey Savante Quirk, host of Zeta Global Radio. ZGR is excited to be a media partner at this year's Pure Living Expo taking place in Sedona, Arizona, July 23rd through 27th. Get ready to cleanse, rejuvenate, and empower yourself with the best of the best health luminaries of today. This gathering is more than just workshops, talks, and keynote presentations. You'll experience those along with the Pure Living Cafe, Earth School, Expo Showroom, a dance party, and so much more. Come for the live professional food prep demos with some of the most celebrated living food chefs, meet the wellness experts who are changing the future, and of course, take part in the incredible scenic and magical energy that only Sedona has worldwide. Get your tickets now at purelivingexpo.com. Use special code ZGR2015 and you'll get 10% off your tickets. I'll see you there in the land of the Red Rocks at Pure Living Expo, July 23rd through 27th.
Hi, this is Michael Ostaski, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to ZGR, and it's so good to be talking about Pure Living Expo, for we are all here to live purely in our best and highest capacity. And I am so excited in this segment to be introducing an extraordinary human being who has many talents that are world renowned, the amazing painter, craftsman, humanitarian of creativity, Michael Ostosky. Welcome to the Lab Recording Studios.
I've never been called quite that many words at one time, but that's pretty cool. Thank you.
Well, so deserving. So, Michael, I've known you for a while. I've had the opportunity to see you shine on the stage and paint some of the world's most famous people, and here you are coming to Pure Living Expo. So, good times in Sedona, right?
Oh, I can't wait. I love Sedona, and I love this type of event. It's going to be just fantastic.
So tell, for the people who don't know what you do, tell us what you've been doing for a while now, this world-famous painting in front of people. I mean, you're in your element when you do this.
Well, I've been an artist my whole life. I think I did my first portrait when I was about 12 years old, believe it or not, and my grandmother, I think, still has it. It's going down in the family. But basically, I'm a musician, artist, in spirit, mind, and body, and soul. And basically, I've never really diverted from that. And throughout all the years of what I've been doing is just perfecting it and just not getting off the path.
Yeah.
So by doing that, you know, I've been a gypsy artist living in a rolling home on a, in a truck up and down to California, Washington coast, and you know, just doing street fairs and anyways, to get to what I'm doing now, it sort of evolved from being a street artist and being somebody who has to reinvent themselves pretty much often. So I came up with this idea of where you paint by music, because I love music. It's just my heart and soul, and I love painting. So when you put two and two together, you know, it was really cool. But it took to, when I first started, it was too long. It was like 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes, and people were still enthralled
engaged,
by it, but
yeah.
Engaged. But they, I shortened it down to where now I can do a painting in 6.5 minutes or so.
Which is absolutely extraordinary, because I know recently we were all up in Santa Fe at the Santa Fe Labor Film Festival. So you were painting Cesar Chavez, which was so great, because here we're talking about a labor union tycoon. I mean, he did so many things, but people couldn't believe that you did it in 6.5 minutes, and it was strikingly, I mean, it was gorgeous. We'll post those pictures up on our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page.
Well, you know, let me just say this. When I'm doing those paintings, I'm out of body or something. I don't know whatever happened to me, but I completely zone. There could be 5,000 people, there could be 5 people. And it really doesn't matter to me. It's so weird, because you're just in your own complete little world. You're so focused on what you're doing. And then the other thing that I really like is the music, you know, and you guys have been helping me develop some really cool sounds and music to go with my paintings, which is really powerful. And the other power in there is that people really don't know when I'm painting. It really kind of looks like a big blob, looks kind of a mess, and they kind of feel sorry for me, and I love that.
Well, let's just say you immerse yourself into the energy of the moment, and that is so clear, and that's why it's so exciting to be there live. And so let's talk about the things that are going to happen. So let's talk about what's happening on Friday night at Pure Living Expo. So it's the big VIP reception, and everyone's coming together, and you're going to be painting the legendary father, really, of the movement of health and wellness, Victoris Kolvinskis. This is pretty cool. You get to paint legends, living legends, legends that have already passed on, but he's going to be there. So how is that for you? I mean, to really kind of immortalize somebody through art.
Nerve-wracking,
really.
No. Mind-shattering, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
All those things. But that's what makes it so interesting to me, or a challenge, you know? I mean, life is a challenge, you know? And if you don't challenge yourself, you know, you end up working at Walmart, and I hate to say it that way, or working at a burger joint. It's just, I've tried that, and this is not enough of a challenge.
Yeah, so this that's exciting.
And I think with this Pure Living Expo, it's really challenging. Everybody has their own set of challenges. Mm-hmm. So when people watch me and conquer a challenge or, you know, see what I can do, I hope I inspire people to commit to a challenge or commit to something that might be very hard or nerve-wracking or mind-blowing, but it can be done. And I believe it, you know, that...
That's really what this expo is about, is people mm-hmm. coming together. How do they live purely? I think it's living your passion. And when you do that, everything comes into balance. And then they give you the techniques with all the different people coming there to show you how to live in balance through health, through food, through entertainment, through music. And so it's really going to be an incredible ensemble. And we have one more surprise about this performance, is that this is going to be the first time that you and Howard Wolkin will be doing rock and art fusion. And for all those music lovers out there, this is going to be quite an extraordinary, beyond extraordinary experience. So do you want to talk a little bit about what rock and art fusion is?
Oh, yeah. This is probably the greatest thing that's happened to me in quite a while. And meeting, you know, Howard and Lainey and your family here has been really incredible. And what we're going to be doing is, I'm a guitar player too, and I'm not the greatest, but I'm not the worst. But what we're doing is we're going to create some really good original music, and it's going to be a beautiful blend of original music, exciting music with some nut lights and a nice little show, and then I will paint and then come back to play a little bit more. It's going to be a blend of music and art, so it will be a fusion.
Yes, exactly. And just lots of surprises. I can't even give away them. But you know what? If you want to check it out and check Michael and Howard and this rock and art fusion and see them really in an amazing energy there on Friday night, go to purelivingexpo.com. And of course, we have a special discounted code for you, ZGR2015. Again, that's purelivingexpo.com. And you'll be able to meet Michael Ostosky in person. And you can go to YouTube and find Michael Ostosky, and he has a fan page on Facebook. And we are so thrilled to have you there, and it's going to be a good time in the Red Rocks. So thank you for being in studio here, Michael.
Oh, you guys are great. Thank you so much. I can't wait. We're going to have a good time.
Great time in Sedona. Stick around. We have so much more on Zeta Global Radio talking about your Living Expo, PLE. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness.
This is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly green, healthy lifestyle publication. Each issue shares national and local cutting-edge information about health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, and the products and services that support a healthy lifestyle. We invite you to share your business, such as acupuncture, integrative medicine, bodywork, education, healthy food, or solar energy, to name a few. Are you from out of town or in town wanting to share an event or workshop? For advertising rates and sizes, please email publisher@naturalawakeningsnnm.com or call 505-999-1319 again, 505-999-1319. Our readers like to hear from you.
Hi, I'm Mindy, owner of Differently Designed Custom Stationery and Premier Invitations. Your invitation to your special event is the very first impression your guests will receive. Let's make it spectacular together. Whether it's a major gala, fundraiser, art opening, or social event, Differently Designed will work with you worldwide to design a unique and memorable look and feel that is exclusively yours. Visit us at differentlydesigned.com, mention you've heard us on Zeta Radio, and receive 10% off your first order of $100 or more.
Have you ever wondered what your personal path or world purpose is? Did you know your life blueprint has been in place well before you were born? Numerology is a code that translates everything that is happening in your life. It identifies and describes current and future events that pertain just to you. Renowned numerologist Ruth Dreher is available for sessions worldwide. Either log on to cybernumbers.com or call 903-534-4873 to book your appointment now. Mention code ZGR and receive 10% off your session. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio as we are here talking today about Pure Living Expo. This is going to be one incredible event that wherever you are in the world, you need to be coming to the land of the Red Rocks in Sedona, July 23rd through the 27th. And last but certainly not least, we get to talk to Ted Mason from Modern English, and he is going to be headlining Saturday night at Pure Living Expo. And we're thrilled to have him here. So welcome to the show, Ted.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here and looking forward to going to the land of the Red Rocks. That sounds great.
So have you been to Sedona? I know you've been all over the world. I mean, you've been a musician for a very long time.
Yes. You know, we used to do 180 cities a year for about 18 years. And the last 10 years I was also managing. So I was really aware of where we were going, obviously, because you had to make sure that the band wouldn't kill themselves, which was a daily, you know, daily project. It was pretty much wild. But I was always into traveling, and, you know, when it starts with the Rockies, the weather changes. It's drier, it's beautiful, and the Rockies goes, you know, it extends a long, long way. And I've been all over Arizona. Whenever we used to play there, every city there, we'd always stop, you know, at obviously the Grand Canyon, and, you know, and it's amazing. So yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it.
So tell me, when you're touring, is food a big consideration? Because this expo is all about the consciousness of food, how to sustain your body, how to stay healthy. I mean, I know that some people say that they have private chefs. What's it like when you're touring? Is food a big deal?
Well, there was two people in the band that it was really important, and it was me. And it was my bass player, because he's English, but he lives in Paris, and I lived in Paris. So it was a real difficulty when we would have to spend 4 months, because you would go through, all the way through, 180 days. And we would spend, you know, 4 months in the Midwest, and it was difficult because, you know, it was, you know, Wonder Bread and all this. And, you know, I have a long career of wanting to be that lifestyle that the Beatles did, art, literature, music, food, and all that. And I was involved in the Sierra Club, still am. I was involved in the Wolves. I was involved. And so the idea of what you put in your body was always very important. It's not new, you know, but in the 60s, it was really, really celebrated. And all that stuff is coming back now. But it was something that I grew up with. I mean, I wasn't old enough, but I knew, I was cognizant of what was around me. And all of that organic food was part of the hippie movement, part of the whole thing that I celebrated. It was part of being the artist, celebrating what was natural, what you put in your body, and protecting what's around us. We challenge the idea. I mean, I know a lot of people get mad at it, but challenge the idea of absolute religion, that we have dominance over this world, and we don't. You know, the Darwin's idea is we were a part of it. You know, we can't genetically alter everything that we put in our mouths or what we do around us. So that was, you know, but we didn't really have that when we were touring, because half the other band were just stuff in my face, whatever we get.
And the people coming to this event, they are fully aware of energies, they're fully aware of the food of consciousness. They even know about the megahertz of love, you know, the A432 and the 444 and 528. I mean, they're fully tuned in. It's such a conscious group. So you're going to really enjoy yourself for sure.
Yeah, it's right down my alley. You know, I mean, the thing is that you know, when you're a musician, you really tune into what's around you. You listen to things. You know, I'm an activist, you know, and you know, when I would look at certain things like Monsanto and the genetic, what they're doing is with gene, you know, changing food. And you know, you have this complex issue of biotech companies paying scientists. It's really something I'm really heavily involved in. And, you know, the food industry is really something important, because there's all kinds of parameters involved in that. You know, there's the people that work that are in pretty much enslaved to make that food. And, you know, the chemicals that are sprayed while they're working, that goes right in our bodies, but it goes in their bodies. So there's a whole political aspect to that. And you know, for me, like, I'll go to Kings Canyon, Yosemite, or Chamonix, and you know, those mountains are 13,000 feet, and that is just being in tune. To me, there's something, it's like a church, it's like a religion to me. Yeah, I'm digging, you know, being whatever they're part of, because I'm down with that. That's really cool. And plus, you know, I mean, Arizona's beautiful, man.
Arizona's beautiful.
Yeah, the mountains are dry, but they rise up to about 11,000 feet. They're beautiful.
Well, let's talk about what you're going to be doing there. First off, I know that you are going to be performing on Saturday night, and I'm excited that my Howard Wolkin will be playing with you. So let's talk about what everything we can expect on Saturday night at Pure Living Expo, July 25th, I think it'll be. It's going to be a good one. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, what I'd like to do is open that door to what it's like. You know, I have a record label, and you know, I'm still producing and putting out records with Pharrell Williams, Common, Mary J. Blige, Jeff Beck, you know. And so I'm not, in a sense, moved on from modern English. I've gone to a different direction. But those songs were great songs. I sang them with Morabi Gray. You know, we wrote them. And I will sing some of those, and I will sing some of the new things. You know, I had a record out last year that reached number 2 in the rock charts nationally for 16 weeks. It was called Deep in Your Jungle, and it's challenging consumerism, hyper-capitalism, and it's about colonialism. And the record was called, the album was called The Road to Mecca. What is your Mecca? What is your paradise? It challenged every aspect about that. And it was like an Arabic version of Sgt. Pepper's, but it had orchestrations, it had me playing classical. It was a theme, but it went all over the place. And I think what I'd like to do is when you're one or two people and you don't have a band, it's really healthy to open up to the audience, take questions, talk to them, tell them what it was like, because it was a hell of a ride. And then in a certain way it is now. But it's nice if people know what it really is and not have a closed door to them. Oh, I'm a rock star. You stand over there and don't even talk to me. And you think I want to sign autographs? No, I don't think so. Not today. There was a lot of that going on, and I see a lot of that, too, with some of the musicians I work with right now. And, you know, we're going to do something different. It's like we're going to have a party, you know, and I'll sing, and I'll play, and I'll play some of the new stuff, some of the old stuff. And, you know, it'll be tight. I'm good at it, but yeah, I love doing it, you know. But I also want to open it up so that if anybody has any questions on what I'm doing now in New York City, you know, what I'm involved in and what it was like then, you know, it could be a lot of fun. Just open it up. Open up the whole thing so that people are having a really good time in a great space. Everybody's opened up new ideas. And you know, it's you know, in July in New York, it's like Bangkok without the fun. It's so humid. Once you get out there, you know, when the sun goes down, it's barbecue weather, man. It's food. It's life. Because the temperature drops. It's beautiful. It's dry heat. There are mountains around you. It's beautiful, man.
I think that you're going to have a lot of people, not only the people who are coming for the event and the consciousness and all that and what we're going to learn, but everybody who is coming, I mean, who isn't a music lover? I mean, for you to be there, and I know that you'll have Howard Wolkin there, and you'll have Tom Richardson. You'll have a great ensemble, but I think people are going to be so excited to ask the questions that people have always wanted, because they don't always get that when they go see a performance from one of their favorite bands. They don't always get that intimate conversation of, wow, if I could only ask him what, because I know that people coming are from that generation where you hear a song, Melt With You or whatever, and they go back to where they were in their lives. So this will be exciting that you'll be able to answer those questions.
Yeah, it'll be nice too. It's like, what were you guys thinking? You know, I'll sing 3 or 4 of the hits that we had, Hands Across the Sea, Ricochet Days, I Can't Breathe. And you know, it's, what were you thinking when you guys were writing this? And you know, I still remember what we were thinking. I remember where we were and, you know, and the excitement when it crawled up the charts. It actually didn't crawl up, it bulleted it to the, you know, none of that we expected. You know, I went to classical conservatory music, and I didn't know whether I wanted to be a musician, but I didn't know whether I wanted to be an ecologist also. And then the rest of the guys were taking art college, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, you're traveling around the world with a bunch of hits. And you know, in the beginning, it was really fun. You know, it got a little harder because everybody in the band started to realize how much power we got out of it. And that's when people go crazy. You know, we start to read our own PR. And then all of a sudden, you know, yeah, I am God. And it's like, no, that's how they sell the records.
No, it sounds like you stay very, very grounded. And that's really such a beauty to see. And we're excited to be working with you and seeing all the different things that we'll be able to do. How's the new album coming along?
It came out last year in November. And the same people that Howard works with, I work with, you know, is the Universal Arm. And one of the things that we did was we developed a label for Guitar Player Magazine, because everybody around me, I'm half Nicaraguan and half English, and nobody knows how to put me in. It's not black music, not white music.
They can't put you in a box.
And so what we did was we did a deal with Guitar Player Magazine. They have about a million readership. It was their first record, which they were a little uncomfortable, I think, because it was such an exotic sounding album. A lot of darbuka, sitars, strings. You know, and they're traditional when it comes to guitar playing. But in the end, it put it out, which really helped. And then we picked a single, which was very melodic. And it climbed up the rock charts, which I was surprised at. And then the next single, we're probably not going to release that till November or sometime in autumn. I did it with Pharrell Williams and Common, because I've known those guys for a long time. Now they're who they are. Yeah, they're a little uncomfortable, because I said, let's take one of these songs that you've done and let's put a guitar on it. And they were like, oh boy. And I just said, come in the studio, take a listen. And I'm not going to play shredding. I'm going to do something around it. And I can play shredder, but I don't like shredding guitar. I like the guitar to be part of the whole scheme of things. So what I did was I created a rhythm track, a heavy, heavy rhythm track with my Charvel and my Marshalls. And I doubled it up, and then just sparing guitarists over what they were doing, and it was immediate. It was like, this is happening. They signed off on it, and that will be the second single. You know, we might be considered distributed by a major, but we're also an indie, so the album has a life longer than someone like Miley Cyrus would. So I'm not particularly worried about when we release it. Yeah, Miley Cyrus has like 3 months to work it, and then it disappears into the mud. You know, this is different, and it's on my own label, you know, and also our label, we've got a lot of releases, you know, Mary J. Blige, Neil, you know, I mean, some big guys and some African, lots of Africans.
How do people find more? Because believe it or not, we're already out of time, but we're going to have you back on the show. But how do they learn more about you before we get to Pure Living Expo in July?
Well, they should go to mi5recordings.com and also Reverb Nation, MI5 Recordings, Universal Music Group, and also Ted Mason at Reverb Nation. We use Reverb Nation to spread out our social media to, I think I have about 800 to a million fans. And so what we do is we take that and spread the word through, and it goes to Twitter and all that. Those would be the best things. Look for mi5recordings.com or Ted Mason. That's the best way. And you'll see more of the information come out about Sedona a month before.
That's great. So for everybody listening, we will see you seeing Ted Mason and everybody else July 23rd through July 27th at Pure Living Expo in Sedona. Thank you so much for being here, Ted, today. And for all of our guests, this has been an incredible show. We all look forward to seeing you in the Red Rocks. To learn more about this incredible event, go to purelivingexpo.com. Have a great rest of your weekend. God bless. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Zeta Global Radio here on BBS, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Quirk. Join us as we come together for your visionary platform for spiritual journalism. We'll be interviewing authors, musicians, filmmakers, and world leaders who are coming together into one accord and sharing a story. ZGR is part of the Zeta Global Group Network.